O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. St. Catherine Laboure, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, on this last day of school before your little Thanksgiving vacation, we all have a real reason for thanksgiving or gratitude to our Blessed Mother, who, in the year 1830, started a series of apparitions. An apparition is when the Blessed Mother comes to this earth and lets some special soul see her and hear her. She's actually with that person. Started in 1830 and lasted till about 1933, just over 100 years. Today is the feast day of the first of these great apparitions, which we call the Miraculous Medal. The Miraculous Medal is a medal Our Lady gave to us, her children, to wear for all sorts of needs of body and of soul, of protection, for conversions and things like that. It's meant to be worn around the neck, but sometimes people just carry it with them. And still, if they wear it or use it devoutly, it always works. Well, one of the interesting things about the Miraculous Medal story, children, is the story itself. It's almost a little bit like a fairy tale, only it's real. There was this young lady once in France, and she wasn't the favorite one in her family. Her name was Catherine Laboure. Her older sister got to go away and become a nun, but she didn't. She had to stay home and cook for her dad and for her brothers, who were farmers. And she never really learned too much in school. She didn't have a chance to go to school very long. When she went to become a nun, they didn't realize how holy she was or how virtuous. And they even wrote, and of course it was true, that she never learned how to spell. So if you have trouble with spelling, pray to St. Catherine Laboure. One of the nuns wrote in her records, her spelling is bizarre. You wouldn't want to show it to anybody else. It works for her, but for nobody else. But this is the one to whom Our Lady showed herself. Her whole life long, and nobody knew it, she saw visions. First, she had a vision of St. Vincent de Paul, the great saint of charity, because she would one day enter that order and become a daughter of charity. And then she had a vision of our Lord, Christ the King. And then, after that, she had a feeling one day. It was summer. It was the night before the feast of St. Vincent de Paul, and she was a training or a novice sister in Paris. She thought to herself, a little bit like a little child might think, maybe tonight when I go to bed, I'll see Santa Claus. But she thought, maybe tonight when I go to bed, I'll see the Blessed Mother. She just had a feeling. Well, sure enough, at midnight, she heard her name being called. There was a little child standing on the other side of the bed curtain around her bed in the sister's dormitory, and when she opened the curtain and poked her nose out, it was about a 5 or 6 year old boy, all shining bright, saying, Catherine, come with me. And so they went out into the hallway, and all the lights were on, but everybody was fast asleep in their beds. And they went down to the chapel, and usually the chapel door was very big and was locked. But the little boy, her angel, just touched it like that, and it swung open. And they went up to the altar. You know where Father sits during the Mass? Well, there was a chair there, a little bit like my chair, which is on the other side. And the chaplain used to sit in that chair when he would give talks or conferences to the sisters. And they went right up to the altar, the angel and the novice sister, and she heard something. She heard the swish of silk. It was a beautiful lady in a long white silk dress, very modest up to her hands. The whole sleeves were covered, and then up to her neck. And she had her hair in braids, and she had a veil over her head and a little piece of lace to hold it together. And Catherine was just overwhelmed. And the lady came, swish, swish, and sat down in the chair, the priest's chair, and she just stood there. Of course, you would too if you saw Our Lady. But the angel didn't like that, so the angel said, Catherine, the Virgin Mary is here. And the angel said it in his little baby sort of angel voice. And then a second time, Catherine, the The Virgin Mary is here. And finally, in an adult voice, to get her attention, Catherine, the Virgin Mary is here. And then she came to herself. And there was Our Lady sitting in the chair, and she went up and she knelt down before her, and she actually put her hands in the Blessed Mother's lap. Wouldn't that be a nice way to have a talk with Mary? And then they had the longest talk together. And Catherine was told by Our Lady about what's going to happen to France, and how there'd be revolutions and bloodshed and martyrdoms, and horrible things would happen, and then about her plans for her and the special mission from God that she would receive. And they spoke for, I think, about an hour or so. And then at the end, Our Lady left. She heard the swish, the silk. And she walked out of the altar. And then the angel, who was there the whole time, guided her back to her room and then disappeared. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. The bells rang. And she said later on, and I didn't sleep a wink for the rest of the night, as you could well imagine. Well, that following November the 27th, it was a Saturday night before the first Sunday of Advent. They were at evening prayers in the chapel, quietly meditating, all the sisters were, when she saw Our Lady again. And this time she saw Our Lady, as we often see her in the statues, with her arms out like this, or as you see in the picture right there, the picture, that nice old picture that's lit up. Her arms were out like this, and all those rays of light were coming. And there were rings on these three fingers. There were three rings each, and the biggest of the rings was at the bottom, and then a medium size, and then a small ring at the top of these three fingers. And rays of light came down from the rings, which were like coming down like that, so that you couldn't even see Mary's feet. And then, all of a sudden, the vision of Our Lady became like a medal, like an oval medal, as you see today on the miraculous medal. Our Lady on one side, in the words of the prayer, O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And then the medal turned around, the vision turned around like that, and she saw a cross, and she saw an M for Mary with a bar or a line, and then she saw the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then she was told that God wanted her to get medals made. Only she didn't know how on earth she could get medals made, because she was a nun and she had no money. Besides, she wasn't even allowed to leave the convent. But she talked to the priest about it in confession. If you don't know what to do and you're troubled about something, children, and you want to do it confidentially, you can always talk to Father in the confessional. And the priest was a very holy young priest, and he just happened to be friends with the bishop, and the bishop was a very holy old bishop, and his name, he was the Archbishop of Paris, Bishop Monsieur de Quel-Elan. And this bishop said, it sounds good to me, I think we could do that. Let's have some medals struck. And he said, I would like to have the very first one. And that's how the miraculous medal got started. And thousands of medals were made and passed around France and the whole world. And many people had many, many miracles. So they nicknamed it the Immaculate Conception Medal, was its original name. But instead they called it the Miraculous Medal. And so it is called still today. Do you have a miraculous medal? I have a few with me today. I won't pass them out to everybody because I wouldn't want to see them get wasted or lost. But if anyone really wants a medal and would promise to wear it very devoutly, I think we could arrange something. You could let me know. The story, children, is a wonderful story of how the Blessed Mother is always helping us and always taking care of us, and how she wants to invoke her as conceived without sin, Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, the great feast day that's coming up. Well, none of us children will probably see any visions, not today, but we do see Mary before us, and we will see our Lord, won't we, at the elevation of the Mass and in Holy Communion. Let's try to be just as holy today as was that novice sister, Catherine Laboure. Remember, each one of us has a wonderful story too. What's it a story of? A story of all of the ways God blesses us and Mary protects us, especially through her sacramentals, the rosary, the scapular, and today we're thanking God for the miraculous medal. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.